This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle fall. It wasn't that long ago that all the workings of the world were great mysteries. Since people didn't know what kind of forces made the weather, they gave equal weight to a regular rain shower and a shower of frogs. Yes, there have been showers of frogs. Stories about amazing weather phenomena were popular not only because they were curious, but because people couldn't figure out at all why they were occurring. Some people, a lot of people, thought the unusual events were signs from heaven. When I was growing up, my grandfather would look at a blood-red full moon and say, "Someone's going to die tonight." It made sense to me at the time. It scared me. The color couldn't just be there for nothing. It had to mean something. These days, we have satellites and scientists to tell us everything we want to know. In fact, we depend on them so much we don't really pay much attention to what's going on around us. We accept their professional assertions because, after all, they're modern and they're on TV or the internet. We don't really understand how all those things work, of course. We just believe someone else understands. We take it on faith. Now I've given up worrying about the blood-red moon, and I accept, on faith, the explanation of the meteorologists who say that the color comes from gases or particles in the atmosphere which are such and such a way at such and such a time. Just like people used to accept the explanation given to them by the authorities of their own time and place. That this earthquake, or that tremendous clap of thunder, or that shower of fishes was really an act of God. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of middle fall. In the meantime, watch for the moon to rise red at the end of the week. What will it mean this time?
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.